Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue in a message I began yesterday, which I've entitled, How to Receive from the Lord. And the subject matter is that of faith and how important it is in our Christian life. Faith is what starts us on this wonderful journey that we have when we acknowledge the Lord as Savior, and it starts us on an adventure, a walk, a pathway that leads to the mountain of the Lord, that leads to the very presence of God. But that faith, which is a gift from the Lord, because God has given to every man a measure of faith, it is that faith that is going to see us, going to see you, brother and sister, through the hard times. And the hard times will come, because it is by those tests and trials which God has promised He's not going to let them be too heavy or too great for you to bear. So whatever you're going through, know that God, in His infinite compassion and mercy, He's not trying to break you. He knows just what your limits are, but He's waiting for you to respond to Him, to ask for that needed grace to help. That's why we can come boldly before the throne of grace. But beloved, the Lord has stirred my heart to just minister on the subject of faith, because it is a gift. The Lord authored our faith, and He has completed our faith. Praise God. And so, on yesterday's broadcast, I shared a parable that is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, and it's referred to as the parable of the unjust judge. And Jesus said there was a widow in a certain city, as well as a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And she came to the judge and said, Avenge me or help me against mine adversary. And he wouldn't for a while, but afterward he thought, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God, by contrast, avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him? And He says in verse 8, I tell you, He will avenge them speedily, or help them at once. Nevertheless, and this is what I'm focusing on, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? And we are living in perilous times, and the Lord, even though He spoke that to His disciples centuries ago, many hundreds of years later, He is still speaking that question to His church today. When He comes, will He find faith in the church? And as we go to the scriptures again, we find God's definition of faith, and it's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The King James Version reads, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that very use of the word substance implies it, some materiality, does it not? I mean, when we think of substance, we think of something with weight and dimensions. Well, beloved, I believe faith is that, although it is in a dimension that we in the natural don't operate in. We live in the world of our senses, is what we see, hear, touch, feel, taste. And yet, that supernatural realm that the Lord lives in, beyond time, in eternity, where the angels of God reside, that is a place beyond time, and that spiritual realm is more real than this actual physical realm. And so faith in that spiritual realm, that's where the substance of faith is. It's what we're believing, we're hoping for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Let me share now some other translations. One reads, "Now faith is being sure we will get what we hope for. It is being sure of what we cannot see." The Living Bible states it like this. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, hallelujah, even though we cannot see it up ahead. The Weymouth translation puts it like this. Now, faith is a well-grounded assurance of that which we hope, for which we hope, and a conviction of the reality of those things which we do not see. The Amplified Bible declares, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for." Now, do any of you have a title deed, perhaps for your home or for your automobile? That piece of paper guarantees, it's the legal document that the world recognizes of title and ownership. In other words, that's that proof that you own something. Well, that is what faith is in the spiritual realm. To go on with that Amplified translation, I'll be started again. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Hallelujah. Praise God. And beloved, that faith that God has given it is a gift of God. He has placed that within our hearts. In fact, we could not come to the Lord except the Father draws. He has to give us that faith to believe. And as I've shared from time to time, that I came to a place when I became confronted with the reality of the gospel, having spent many years in the world, convicted or assured or convinced, not convicted, I was being convicted, but I was convinced that I would never be in a church again because I had been raised in a denominational church background. And I had to come to the place that I had to receive in faith because I couldn't figure it out with my mind. That was my initial response. Well, I just need to take this really slow. Beloved, you can't do that. It takes that step of faith. And so I prayed, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And that's a challenge God loves to have. He is abundantly able to make that happen. And he did in my life. Praise God. Romans 4 and 17. In that passage there, the Apostle Paul declares faith to be an attribute of God. It is a characteristic, a quality, a specialty, an endowment, a gift, a grace, or ability, because that scripture declares, speaking of the Lord, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. The Amplified reads, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. Think about that, beloved. When you think, as we read the Word of God, that's why we can have such assurance when we read God's Word. Perhaps there's nothing as convincing a proof as when we read the words of the prophets that are recorded in the Old Testament. They spoke of things they didn't understand. The Apostle John, when he was given the revelation of Jesus Christ, that last book of the Bible, he did not understand. He saw far into the future, into our times, and there was nothing he could relate to, and he used the best language he could. But they spoke, those ancient prophets, of things that were to come to pass. How amazing that God, hundreds of years before, would mention a Babylonian king by the name of Cyrus, who would release the Jews after 70 years of Babylonian captivity to go back to Jerusalem and to build the temple, to build the walls, to allow those who wanted to go back to their homeland and begin worship of the living God again. And so we see that that kind of faith, that just as the Lord spoke the worlds into existence, that's all he had to do. Hallelujah. And it was so. So faith is a coalescence or union of assurance and conviction. You count or reckon the thing to be done just as if it were already done. Bible faith does not have to see before believing. Faith holds to God's promises regardless of what looks, you know, what looks impossible, and it counts the thing done that it asks from God. Faith does not waver. It is not swayed to believe God only when things seem possible. Faith does not question God and does not waver when things seem to go the opposite of what has been asked. Have you noticed that many times you're praying for loved ones or a situation, and you're praying with all your heart and you're as earnest as you can be, and things seem to get worse? Beloved, that's warfare, but you hang in there. Faith continues without hesitation as it counts the impossible as possible. Faith counts the things done that are not seen, and then counts the things that are not as though they were. Praise God. Let's just take a moment and join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you who initiated and gave us and started that walk of faith in our lives, O author of our faith, thank you for your work of perfection and completion. Lord, there are those that are listening that feel that they're wavering in faith. Lord, you've told us to be strong in faith. And so, Lord, I rebuke doubt and unbelief. And I praise God, the very faith of God will arise in their spirits right now, whatever specific things they're dealing with, that they will know that they know that through God the victory has already been given, and they will stand their ground, having done all, stand therefore and begin to praise you. Lord, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's an exciting subject to share, the topic of faith. Not that it's just some ephemeral, immaterial thing, but it is a reality in the spiritual realm. I pray you'll be able to join me tomorrow as we continue this message. And again, there's another divine principle, and that is the power of agreement in prayer. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I encourage you to write. I will pray personally for you and send back whatever God gives. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.